Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's edition of Calling Farmers, Agriculture Ministry to tackle illegal imports. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-18303. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Audie Shaw says he will be taking steps to stop the illegal import of sugar, coffee and other commodities. It is against the law to import raw brown sugar into the island or export brown sugar from the island without first obtaining a license from the National Compliance and Regulatory Authority, NCRA.
Right now, we have a stockpile of 32,000 tons of locally manufactured sugar that can't sell because of the illegal importation of white sugar. Some of them are the technologies that color it up, turning a brown sugar. If we don't protect our farmers, if we don't protect our local industry, then we have nothing.
In the meantime, there is urgent need to increase production of Blue Mountain and High Mountain coffee to supply the local stores of American coffee chain Starbucks.
We have already started. We committed $80 million last year to begin supporting the resuscitation of Blue Mountain coffee.
As such, coffee farmers from across the island recently benefited from the distribution of fertilizer thanks to the ministry's Fertilizer Assistance Supplies and Training FAST program.
So when you hear Starbucks come in Jamaica, don't think that they're just going to import all their coffee and they're not going to work with us to develop our coffee industry. They have pledged to work with us.
About 15 Starbucks locations are planned for Jamaica. 5 have already opened at locations in Montego Bay, St. James, Falmouth, Trelawney, and Ligonie, St. Andrew. And in other agriculture news, improvement works will be carried out on Cane Hall Roads in Trelawney and St. James. The roads include the Spring Valley to Deeside Road in Trelawney and the Flamstead to Garlands Road in St. James. Cabinet recently approved the contract for the roadworks.
Stone Plus Limited has been awarded a contract in the sum of $119,780,040.10 to undertake rehabilitation of 1 Spring Valley in Deeside in Trelawney and Flamstead in Garlands in St. James. This is in keeping with the Sugar Transformation Program.
Information Minister Senator Will Reed. The Sugar Transformation Program seeks to strengthen the commercial competitiveness of the sugarcane sector and the socio-economic development of sugar-dependent areas, as well as facilitate support for the National Environment Policy. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Once bitten, twice shy. Translation, if you are bitten once, you will be shy next time. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
All criminal matters except for some matters under the Dangerous Drugs Act are petty session matters entitle an accused to legal aid. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, if you have been adversely affected by a particular situation, you will exercise caution in future. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Dante Matthews, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.